right, everybody, and welcome to episode 38 of the CCB Health and Fitness Show. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet. Today, we just have a mixed bag of topics, and as always, just picking your brain. All right, everybody, and welcome. It is a lovely early November here in southwestern Ontario. The weather is changing. It's getting cooler. I think I saw on the forecast that maybe some flurries by the weekend. Yeah, it's that time of year. So the time of year to really think about your indoor activity and what you're going to undertake throughout the winter. And as always, we're here to help you and here to help you take stock of what you have in your area, what you have in your home. That can really help you stay active throughout the winter. So again, really remembering that our goal here at the CCB Health and Fitness program, I was going to say the show, well, yes, the show and the program in general, is really to help you stay active in a balanced sort of format. It's not, again, about turning you into this super athlete and, you know, the no pain, no gain kind of thing. Although, on the other hand, it's not also about lowering expectations in terms of what it takes to be appropriately active. Again, you know, in the blind, visually impaired community and a lot of other disability communities, expectations tend to be lowered for us. It's like, oh, your eyes don't work, so that's okay. You don't really actually need to break a sweat. You know, we'll take it easy on you. And again, I put my health education, my healthcare professional hat on and say, it does matter, right? You still need to be appropriately active in the terms of being able to help yourself lead a fulfilling life, a life full of movement, full of opportunity, full of adventure, and not limited by aches and pains and chronic disease, you know, ailments, things like heart disease and joint problems and arthritis and type 2 diabetes and, you know, lung problems and et cetera, right? So it's really about helping you use the tools around you to achieve appropriate levels of activity. So that's a bit of what today's topic is about. In the email that has gone out lately in the email list, also on the CCB newsletter, a bit on Facebook as well, you might have caught a glimpse of me asking for some beta testers to look at some software, some apps that are out there. I was going to ask you today to really engage on that a bit more, to get more beta testers, to get more people testing these apps. But for those that have been out there already testing, and I'm going to give a shout out to my pal Shelly. So if you have called into the CCB head office lately, you'll know Shelly Ann. She's been the new, what do you call it, administration assistant. You know, they used to call it secretary, but obviously that's not the best word because they do so many awesome things, right? The administration at the front desk. So administration lead, whatever we're going to call you, Shelly. Shelly's been a great beta tester for these apps that have been out there. And there's been lots of others as well that have been beta testing, but Shelly's been like super engaged with this. What we've been finding is we've come to the conclusion that the software and the apps that I was wanting everybody to test are really okay for the most part for people with some low vision, but are really kind of junky for people using it with voiceover. If you're totally blind, these apps just won't work. And the reason I was looking to have these apps tested is it was kind of a multi-step program, right? It's all about me finding ways to help engage with you and to help assist you more and more and more. So my idea was to get these apps going, make them as accessible as possible so I could engage with you. Basically, you would download these apps, you would record all your activities, either manually log them or record them using your phone, or even better, using a fitness device. And then I'd be able to see what you've been doing on these apps and reach out to you and coach you per se. And that way it sort of takes the subjectivity out of it, right? You can basically log what you've done and I can see what you've done and really provide that coaching. And I'm still going to look for ways to do that. And we're just going to have to look for different applications, different software to do that. So I think of those who have been testing these apps so far, the idea, the concept is still going to roll on. We're just going to be looking for new applications to do so. Part of that is too, I've reached out to the company, the app developer, and sort of asked them to look at these particular apps and see if they can change them. And I haven't really found any, I haven't got any feedback from them, right? So I think they're not terribly interested, which is kind of sad. I've tried to provide them with the insight to say, hey, if you as this application, as this fitness company, you know, were to really get on board with this, you'd be one of the only or one of very few companies out there to really help blind, visually impaired people, you know, engage in productive physical activity. You know, there's other apps out there that do bits and pieces of what we're looking for, but, you know, I'm trying to find a one-stop shop for engaging you, for recording your fitness activities, for recording it using devices, for helping coach you. So we're still in the process of looking on that. I know there's a lot of Apple Watch users out there, but we have to be fair, I guess, in providing a whole spectrum of options, right? And that's why when we were talking before about high-tech and low-tech options, I think it's a combination of both. You can certainly have that combination. You don't need to have the $400 watch, yet you don't need to only use, you know, your iPhone timer, right? Or, you know, an egg timer, something, you know, turn the dial and it goes tick, 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 and ding, you know, when you're done. So it's about providing you with options, providing you with a spectrum of opportunities, and that's what we'll continue to try to do. If you saw a recent Facebook video that I did, it was really showing you my setup in my basement where I do a lot of my exercise, and it's a really combination of high-tech and low-tech, especially my treadmill. There's a lot of low-tech stuff on there. I've got pieces of plastic zip-tied onto my handrails. I've got bungee cords. I've got cords with clips. I've got all sorts of gadgets and gizmos just to keep me on the silly treadmill and make me feel comfortable. Yet I've also got high-tech stuff like a computer screen in front of me with running certain apps, etc. So it's, you need the combination of high-tech and low-tech. Well, you don't need it, but I find the combination of high-tech and low-tech certainly keep me motivated. So obviously we'd love to hear your techniques to keep you motivated, to keep you safe, to keep you engaged on your indoor fitness equipment. And that really leads us to a bit of what today's topic is about, is what is your indoor program? What is your indoor plan for the fall and the winter in the cool months? You know, we can certainly provide options and ideas. You know, some individuals have a pretty sweet setup with a lot of really cool equipment. Some have some of the low-tech stuff with maybe just a stretching mat and, you know, some hand weights. Perfectly okay. Absolutely 100% not a problem, right? It's taking stock of what you have and making the best use of it. So if you've got stuff at home, you know, you've kind of got a ragtag collection of various fitness equipment, or hey, you know what? Let's say you've got no fitness equipment. Do you have a chair? Do you have a jug of laundry soap? Do you have a couple cans of soup? You know, you can utilize these things to get some physical activity in. So let me know what you've got. Let me know if you're using it currently. Let me know if you don't know how to use it and you'd like some insight on that. I can certainly do that. One thing I would like to know, and I've put this out there in email and I think on the Facebook as well, is in engaging you, how many would be up for the option of, you know, weekly live exercise classes, either something as fun and advanced as like a spin class. And, you know, that would involve obviously you getting a spin bike, but we could figure that out potentially, or just using something as basic as a chair and some cans of soup or a stretchy cord, a TheraBand. You know, again, looking at ways of keeping you motivated and keeping you engaged. So if you would be interested in doing something like that, reach out to me, let me know. Maybe let me know what kind of equipment you already have. One of the topics I did post a while back was, what would you pay, right? What would you pay to invest in yourself for physical activity? So, you know, there's the gym membership option, which a lot of us have done, you know, paying your $20, $30, $40, $50 a month to be a member of a gym. For some people, that's highly motivating and they get full use out of it. For me, never really did, right? I would pay my $40 a month and just wouldn't get the most use out of it. But if you think about it, you know, that's $500 a year almost, right? What could you do with $500 a year to invest at home, getting physical activity, blah, getting fitness equipment that would work best for you at home, right? Would you invest that money? Would you invest a portion of that money in a one-stop shop to get you a piece of fitness equipment that you could use throughout the winter to keep you motivated? If so, what would you look for? Would you look for a treadmill? Would you look for a spin bike? Would you look for a rowing machine? Would you look for a collection of hand weights? Again, let us know what you guys would look for and what best options you would find would work best for you at home. It's all about that conversation, right? It's all about what would you like and how can we help facilitate that. So I'm really curious to see what everybody's got at home or doesn't have, and then we can help you figure out how to best keep active over the winter. Are you going and getting out into the community to keep active? For myself, you know, I do a lot of my activity at home, but I'm also a curler. So we just started curling here in Ontario. Well, in southwestern Ontario, just started curling last week. That's one way I keep out there and you know, get the social side of things and the physical activity side of things. Do you go to a gym? Do you go to yoga classes? Do you go to swimming groups? What do you do? Let us know. Let us know what you're out there doing. So also it comes down to your motivation. And so that's kind of the other topic we're sort of transitioning to today is, you know, in health and fitness, there's health and fitness, right? So fitness is part of being healthy. It's not the be-all, end-all. It's the combination of physical fitness along with mental fitness, right? Social fitness, social health. What do you use throughout the wintertime to help battle those SADs, right? The seasonal affective disorder, right? It's gloomy out there. It's yucky out there. You don't get out as much, maybe. What do you use to battle this particular seasonal affective gloominess, right? Again, for me, as I just mentioned, exercise really helps, but I also like, obviously, to be out there and be active within my community as much as I can. And one of the things is within curling, right? I like to go curling. It's physically active, but it's not high on the physical activity spectrum. It certainly gives you some physical activity, especially if you're, you know, really engaging with it and you're walking back and forth and you're playing the game as the way it should. You're getting an okay amount of activity, but I really do it for partially the cognitive aspect of it, right? Curling is a real fun game. It's a thinking game. And no matter what position you play in a curling game, there's still a lot of thinking, right? Everybody on the team is important. Everybody has to communicate with each other. Everybody has to strategize with each other. So I really love that about curling. I love the social side of it. So when you're done, you go upstairs and have a pop or a adult beverage, as we would say, and, you know, socialize and talk about the game, talk about life in general. And it's really a fun aspect, something to look forward to on a weekly basis. You know, what other things do you do during the wintertime to keep you out there and engaged, right? To keep you from getting kind of down and out and kind of bummed out and dreary. Do you go to, again, yoga classes? Do you go to paint nights? Do you go to trivia nights? Do you go to support groups like peer groups? Do you volunteer? You know, what other things do you do to keep yourself engaged and keep yourself happy and mentally healthy throughout the winter? It's about finding that motivation, right? If you're motivated to be physically active, awesome, but you can also be motivated to be out there and socially active and engaged in different ways, challenging your brain. challenging different skills, maybe? You know, do you, again, through Paint Night, have you done painting? Have you ever tried painting as a visually impaired person? Again, that's a pretty cool opportunity, right? Showing, hey, as somebody who's blind, you know, I can use the paints, I can use the canvas and the brushes and create something, right? Something that's in my brain, I'm going to put down there on the canvas and let's see what comes out, and let's talk about it, let's engage, and I can explain to you my vision of what has been put out there on the canvas. So it motivates you to take on that task, to engage in that activity, because then it's not always just about you painting, it's about the conversation that arises after that. If that makes any sense, hopefully it does, right? It's finding those things that keep you excited, keep you motivated, keep you looking forward throughout the winter time. So I'd really love to hear what you guys do throughout the winter to keep yourself going. I'd love to hear what you guys have in terms of your plans, either at home or out in the community, for your physical activity to actually keep you moving, breaking a sweat, keeping that heart rate up. And the beta testing, the beta testing right now is kind of stalled, again, while I look for another option, but that is what we're going to look forward to, is finding some software, some apps that can really help me engage with you. And last but not least is the idea of a weekly live, either through YouTube or through Facebook, or maybe a video conferencing, live fitness class. My pie in the sky idea would be through a spin class. I'd love to do that. I think spin bikes are a great, safe, stable way for the very vast majority of people to get a self-controlled cardiovascular and strength opportunity to work out in. And again, that bodes well towards the motivation. You're looking forward to being part of that group, being part of that activity. Is that something you'd like to participate in? And if so, let me know. It would be a lot of work for me to do it, but again, I think it would be a lot of fun, and I would certainly work at that if that's something people were interested in. So that is episode 38. As I promised, a sort of mixed bag of stuff. Lots to think about as we move forward, but again, it relies on engaging with you and hearing about what you guys would love to do. So let me know, keep me posted, have an awesome day, awesome week, and yeah, we will look forward to chatting with you guys again soon.